Welcome to today's deep dive. Today we are unpacking a really fascinating South African government guideline from the DPME and Twende Mbele.
Yeah, and just to jump in real quick, Twende Mbele is this multi-country African initiative. The name actually translates to moving forward together in Swahili.
I love that. So the mission for today is figuring out how institutions should, you know, actually use monitoring and evaluation evidence to build their budgets.
Right, because the hook here is that governments collect just, well, absolute mountains of data.
Oh, yeah. Terabytes of it.
Exactly. But the crucial question is, are they actually using it to improve citizens' lives, or are they just, you know, checking boxes?
Right. And to understand how government uses all this data, we first have to separate just collecting facts from, well, actually learning from them.
Which is where the fitness tracker dilemma comes in.
Yes. So think of it like this. Monitoring is like wearing a fitness tracker, right?
Yeah.
You're just counting your daily steps, logging routine data, like doing a quarterly report.
Yeah. An evaluation is, it's like sitting down with a doctor after 6 months to see if those steps actually improved your heart health. You know, assessing real impact and value for money.
But South Africa has found itself kind of stuck, right?
Yeah.
Because they have these incredibly strong frameworks, like the 30-year National Development Plan.
Yes, the long-term vision. And then they have short-term annual performance plans. But the issue is this massive compliance trap.
A compliance trap.
Yeah. Departments get so hyper-focused on the step counter, basically, they are just terrified of getting negative audit findings.
But wait, avoiding a negative audit isn't a bad thing. Like, if government departments are hitting the targets in their plans and keeping the books clean, I mean, isn't that proof the system is working?
You'd think so, right?
Yeah. Why risk rocking the boat with deeper evaluations if you are delivering exactly what the budget asked for?
Well, because delivering what the budget asked for doesn't actually mean you are solving the problem on the ground.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it creates this dangerous illusion of success. Like, a department can report 100% spend on their budget, zero corrupt activity.
They get a clean audit.
Exactly. They get a clean audit and survive another year. But if that money was spent on something that fundamentally does not work, the public still suffers.
Right. So the data is only being used for, like, upward accountability to bosses.
Yeah, to bosses and auditors, rather than for actual learning.
So how do you break out of that cycle? I mean, in a highly political government environment, leaders just want to tell a good story. Does an evaluation really shift where the rands and cents go?
It absolutely can. Let's look at a specific example from the text. In 2014 and 15, the National Department of Social Development ran this diagnostic evaluation on the state's response to violence against women and children.
Okay, a huge critical issue.
Right. And traditionally, department leadership might just go to the Treasury and say, this crisis is terrible, we need a 10% budget increase.
And Treasury, who's dealing with, you know, 50 other departments asking for the exact same thing, just says no.
Exactly. But this time, the department proved, with hard cost of data, that there were massive funding shortfalls.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't just ask for money. Armed with this exact evidence, National Treasury couldn't argue. They increased the budget by 206 million rand.
Wait, really? 206 million?
Yeah, and later they added another 309 million on top of that.
That is over half a billion rand.
Simply because evidence directly changed the budget.
That is incredible. So instead of a vague political plea, they handed over an itemized receipt showing exactly what was broken.
Precisely. And that's the real key takeaway here. M&E has basically zero inherent value unless it shifts an organization's culture from simply surviving the audit
to actually learning and redesigning how resources are spent.
Exactly.
Which brings us to a final thought for you listening right now.
Yeah.
Look at the metrics you track in your own work or your personal life.
Yeah, your budget apps, your fitness trackers.
Right. Are you just monitoring them to check a compliance box, or are you actually evaluating them to change your future plans and budget?
It's a great question. Are you just tracking your steps, or are you actually changing the destination?
Something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.